and hydrate my porcini. It's the Art of Fancy podcast.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Oh, I got real close to the mic for that
one.
You really
prepped us for that. We've all gone a bit quiet because of that as well. Because you're too turned on. Too turned on by the porcini.
By my dried mushrooms.
Wait a minute. Does the mushroom come out of the jar? Because you can't just hydrate it in the jar.
If it's an empty jar, if it's just like dried porcini in a jar, you could then pour.
What if you just can't wait, Liam? What if you just got to hydrate them right now?
Yeah.
I'll pop it in my mouth then.
Well, we're all getting pretty saucy straight away.
None of us know what to do because it was quite sensual, wasn't it?
They always are.
Yeah, well, you say they always are. I think the three of you just get sensual very easily.
Yeah. Doesn't take
much to get you excited.
Yeah. Your voice is like a kind masseur.
A kind masseur?
Yeah.
I prefer a mean masseur. That's what really gets me going.
I do as well, actually. I want to feel like I've been for a massage. I'm so with you. I want someone to hurt me. That sounded weird.
Physically, I agree.
It's like, I want to come out of this broken, but ultimately quite pleased.
I'm slightly shamed.
Yes, ideally.
I want to whisper into my ear.
You're nothing.
You peaked in school, you fuck.
Oh, yeah. I literally had that when I went.
Really?
I went from
wow.
No, not literally that.
I literally had. I've met him.
I've got to give you the number.
Do you remember the court case? Yeah.
No. I went for a massage before going for the to the West Highland Way, and the guy was like, "I was like, oh yeah, I know my legs aren't in great condition," and he was like, "Yeah, they're not. They are not." And I was
oh,
like,
"Wow,
yeah, yeah." And he literally was like halfway through, and he just went, "You're not ready for this."
Oh my god!
And I was
to be fair,
turn back now.
Didn't you end yourself partway through?
Yeah. He was right.
Actually, that
the body never lies.
Yeah, that dude's really good at his job, especially what we're going to take away.
Oh, amazing! Well, that's what we're all after. We're recording this, everyone, 2 days after the last episode.
Yeah,
because Zach and I are off on some adventures, separate adventures. Paddy's off on an adventure.
We're all off on adventures, and you're off on an adventure this weekend.
Oh, your friends are kidnapping you. Is that right, Liam?
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. On Friday.
It's good of them to let you know in advance.
Yeah, but I don't know where. So
where they're going to get you?
That's quite a fun way of doing it, actually. If you're like, you're going away with your mates and they haven't told you anything about it, but you know at some point in the entirety of Friday, someone's going to bundle you into the back of a van.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
No, I'd hate that. Please never do that to me.
But it's your birthday present.
Guys, should we could get in there before his real friends.
Yes, that's a great...
Oh, what if we gazumped the kidnap?
We're like Ocean's Eleven.
Let's get in there before his real friends.
Oh my gosh, a preemptive strike.
We'll pretend we're taking you somewhere nice and actually we're taking you to a locker somewhere deep underground.
To record the podcast. Yeah,
to another episode.
More content. Patreons demand more.
That's it. We're going to use you as the way to plug the gap. We're like, we're going away, Laurie's going away, Paddy's going away, and we're going to put you in a dungeon to do the recording.
Yeah.
We're just hooking you up to a recording machine to milk you for content.
One of those little live stream setups, like David Blaine in the fucking cage or whatever it was.
Was it in a transparent cube?
Yeah. Oh, we could put you in a cube.
It's just me podcasting constantly. And it's like one p.m. every day, just like ding ding. Oh yeah, that's my KFC being delivered. Yes.
He's not even a magician. Why is he in the box?
You're not getting KFC.
Yeah, come on, you're getting that. Slurry through a pipe.
Yeah, you're getting Laurie's magic pipe slurry.
No, is there dry porcini in that?
it's very wet, I'm afraid.
Anyway, have a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's going to be really good.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. But we've stacked these back to back. I think that's good because I remember everything that happened.
Okay, tell me everything that happened.
One, Mushroom Kingdom. Two, well, yeah, actually, I was right. I was just saying words.
You can't preempt your own correction.
Yes,
one, Mushroom Kingdom. Two, it's me, Mario. Three, Prophet.
We made it through the maze.
Yeah,
we did. We did it overcomplicated, but it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fort Wenty. We're going to Tasharke's mates, who are all stoned. They've got a ring doorbell.
We're stoned as well now.
Yeah, we're mushroom people.
I forgot.
Now.
I shouldn't let Paddy do this because this then turns into what is actually happening.
Oh right, yeah. This is I'm right, right?
You are pretty right. Yeah.
But your silence makes me think I'm wrong.
You don't know.
You don't listen.
I was here 2 days ago.
Oh yeah, no, you were.
That's the only time where I do know what's going on.
Should we put it to the test right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
I roll initiative.
Well, yes, Paddy, you overcame one of your trickiest challenges yet. The three Wishbone boys descended into an underground cave that potentially marks a way into the Underdark. A challenge so sneaky and duplicitous because it needed one of you to choose between two directions to go when you got to the bottom of the cave. Fortunately, Vatek, you drank one of your potions of augury to determine that if you showed up to one of the mushroom colonies without the requisite rapport spores infecting you, might result in a mushroom massacre. So thanks to some quick biochemical engineering and much to Teddy's horror, you all got infected with spores from Tisharke, the upstart Myconid, and realised that these spores allowed you to communicate telepathically with the whole damn colony at once. And not only that, but they reacted to phosphorescent species in the cave that you were in that showed you the way to their super chill shroom hideout, but only via the terror of the puzzle of the voiceless caverns. And despite Glitch really having arguably the best means to circumvent the whole puzzle immediately, you made your way through via some brushes with nasty new breeds of mushrooms, and you ended up finally at the much anticipated and definitely canonically named Fort Wenty.
Yeah.
You have to do a big full stop between Fort and the other one,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Big 10 apostrophes.
10 apostrophes. Fort.
Wenty.
So we'll pick up there, shall we? With you looking at the Fort Wenty civilization, fuck me,
man. Every time he has to say it.
It's an effort. If you remember from last time, there are Fort Wenty is made up of these large mushroomy shelters, you know, big domes, which are festooned with mycenaeal lines that are wrapped in various phosphorescent species of mushrooms, sort of like a lovely set of lanterns. Underneath several of these large shelters are comfy puffball beanbag chairs, as requested.
Sweet.
Which several Myconid people are relaxing, maybe supping a drink. And you can hear their kind of idle chatter in your telepathic brainwave space here. Now that you're kind of with them, they're not talking as one anymore. You hear little snippets of conversation. It's a little bit overwhelming, but you can kind of learn to tune it out. The other thing you can see is at the center of this place is a sort of rough, huge Salak. Now, which one goes up? Salak?
Mite.
Is it mite?
Is it
mite or tight?
No, Salak mounts, Salak tights tumble. That's how to remember it.
Oh, ooh. I remembered it in a very old-fashioned way, which is tights come down, which is, you know, revealing of a previous
school you went to.
Yeah.
Mine is that a capital T has a cross and then a down.
So they go across and down.
Yeah, so the big bit's at the top, like, and then the point is down.
Yeah.
How do you remember it, Zach?
It's very, very different, a little bit more. The stalactite was the first one that I learned.
Right.
I didn't know stalagmites were a thing until I knew that stalactites were a thing. Stalactites in my head is the image that I have.
The canonical.
It's the first thing you learn, and it's been all downhill from there. Does that work?
No, just learn. Everyone let that simmer for
down,
the requisite time.
Down.
Let Paddy simmer in his shame.
Wait.
Picture a T, go on.
Yeah, the T works. The T is a good system. What are we talking about?
It's like that's two stalagmites side by side.
Oh, that is good.
Or one in the middle pointing down.
No. Two going up.
Or mine.
Or Liam's one.
What's wrong with tights coming down? Well, anyway, it's a big one of them.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Maybe one that actually meets up in the middle. Ooh, and surrounding it, sort of making ledges that go around this central column are some of those huge mushroom, discs. What do you call those ones that grow on trees? You know, the really kind of big slab mushrooms.
They look like kind of footholds.
Exactly. Well, these are actually platforms that kind of spiral this column with lots more folk living and chilling on there. There are hanging gardens of different colourful mushroom species festooned on those. And various mushroom folk up to different things.
Can I ask a question while we're here? What kind of numbers are we talking?
Well, that's interesting. Why don't you give me a perception check, Zachary?
Oh, I want to perceive.
Oh, yeah, you perceive.
Can I perceive?
Do you perceive?
Like mushrooms love. After love.
Dum, dum.
No, I don't. It's a 4.
Okay.
That's how many you see then.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
I guess that is. I also kind of makes
scale of 1 to 20. You see 4. I think Teddy is finding this all quite unpleasant, and I don't think you enjoy discerning where mushroom people end and like their mushroom furniture begins.
Oh, so I can't discern between like the people and this.
You're like, this is too fucking weird.
It's just a room of mushrooms. And yeah, I've got
and
no idea.
And some of them start moving, and you're like,
stop putting them in a bag.
No. And you, as
killing
you're
druids.
As you're looking at these mushroom people, you see one on a mushroom chair holding a drink in a mushroom gourd, eating a little bag of mushrooms, and you're like, this is no man, this is freaking my bean too much. So,
yeah, I've kind of seen
right.
That's like a you know, when you see like a Zoom call that kind of
echoes caller, in on caller, itself.
Caller, caller, oh caller, yeah, yeah.
Caller, yeah, that's this room.
This is your house of mirrors. This is okay.
Okay.
I think I turn to you and say out loud, because that's the only way we can speak privately.
Oh yeah, cool.
I know what you're thinking. Don't fucking try and kill anyone.
If I just put the axe back. I definitely don't think. I'm quite aware now, though. Like, I am. This is obviously he very out of his comfort zone, and I'm quite aware that at some point, Zach is aware, and I think Teddy is aware, that there's going to have to be some sort of quite convincing lie as to what actually happened to the conduit to the rest of the world.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that...
I'm going to blame it on Portobello.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we could just... Somehow. Maybe he got... Yeah, his spores got to us. No, because that still implicates us.
Dude. Yeah, terrible.
When we arrived, she was dead.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, I wonder by percentage volume how much of this podcast is you guys scrabbling for excuses for bad shit you've done in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll cross that bridge if and when we come to
yeah,
it.
That's true. We shouldn't go shouting we didn't kill her.
I didn't do that in character. That was just for us to all be aware of.
Okay. She was in two halves when we got there.
And I guess that as well makes sense as to why I'm deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And as you guys are sitting here taking this all in, I think a mushroom fella, two big burly mushroom fellas, actually, as far as I don't think mushrooms really have gender, but, you know, consider these agender fellas. Mm-hmm. They're very kind of lumpen and misshapen, but they also have these very hard mushroomy plates that seem to designate them as maybe guards for this place. They come up to you and you hear the group think of the mushrooms sort of say, welcome friends, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to do some cool effects on that. I'm just sort of waving my hands in the podcast room right now.
You can't see, but my God, it's compelling.
It's going to be great. When you hear it, it's going to be like, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
How does he do it?
He's absolutely going to put no effects on
it. I'm just waving my hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just like I forgot.
Everybody's leveling up.
And these two big burly lads are in that same conversation, but they both, one of them sort of holds out a hand and puffs a little bit of spore in the air that just sort of hangs in front of you and seems to sort of invite you.
To huff it. I huff it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can't get sick.
I let him.
Yeah. I'd huff. I think if there's, surely that we, do we, do I know, does Paddy know, does Glitch know anything about
mushrooms?
Well, this kind of culture.
Yeah, sure. Roll me a nature check.
Hey.
Or culture. Would you, or would it be,
oh, lovely. I didn't, ah, oh, yeah.
Or would you rather it be a history from your book learning? I think nature probably.
Yeah, it is. I would love to say history because that's one of my best ones, but let's say nature, which is a plus 5, so a 16.
Yeah, great. I think you know a little of the Myconid way. So they have like a colony will share one kind of spore from a sovereign, and that is the kind of group mind, that kind of telepathy that you guys are part of. But then other mushrooms might also share their spores to bring you into like a little circle of your own.
Oh.
So it's a breakout room.
This is a breakout room. Yeah, exactly. do you mind coming on this other Zoom? It's also just a kind of sign of friendship. So, hey, would you like to be in my little gang as well? And it's a way also to have more private conversations.
Oh, okay. So we huff it and they immediately go, you have no authority here, Jackie Weaver.
Can we... now that we've got spores in us, can we expel spores?
Not unless you have a fruiting...
Don't shart trying to expel spores.
Do you have a fruiting body? don't want to know the answer. No.
He's got a banging body.
Yeah,
hey.
That's right.
I don't think, not without significant change.
Okay, right, okay, cool. I think that maybe, I think then I would probably, if I know that, I'd breathe them in and be like, oh, by the way, it's cool. It's cool, so that we can chat.
Hello there, welcome to 420.
Don't huff them. They've got a really annoying voice.
It's Badger.
It's... Hey, listen, do you want some of this mashed mushroom? My name is Lorem, and this over here is Buten. Buten's a little bit shy, doesn't like to share his spores.
That's okay, Buten.
Buten just kind of shrugs.
Okay, well, they fine. Don't have fuck you.
These, well, these, they don't even have faces. These creatures,
right?
This
just...
is all telepathic communication coming
as
from.
As far as I'm concerned, he's a chair movie.
Yeah, Lorem.
Lorem.
Yes,
Lorem and Butum.
Buton.
Buton. A button mushroom, and a.
Is there an Ipsum somewhere as well?
No, sadly not. Oh come on, Lorem.
Lorem.
This is going to be the whole episode.
You Lorem, my... Lorem.
If you were a kind of mushroom, what kind of mushroom would you boy?
I think Lorem's a type of mushroom, right?
It's almost a kind of mushroom if you were to wiggle the letters around a little bit.
Moral.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, yeah, we're going to be good.
It's
at
basically
this.
An anagram quiz for pads, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. All right, cool. I love these guys. Buton's my favourite so far.
Okay.
You may make yourself comfortable. If you wish to come and speak to the sovereign, you may.
Yes, we've travelled very far to do exactly that, so that'd be marvellous.
Okie doke.
This is my friend Teddy, he's not okay.
Would he like some spores?
You don't have to if you don't want to, man.
Yeah, man, it's cool. No, we don't push
him. You do have to put in for the bag.
He not... yeah, he not. I think he's... If you've done it, then
as my rictus so... grimace turns to you, it's totally vibe.
Yeah, I guess. But also, I am also quite terrified of, like, before we got here, there was a vision of getting, like, murdered by a lot of mushrooms.
Sure.
I want to fit in. This is, like, the most intense version of peer pressure.
Also, aren't you as a paladin, aren't you immune to something?
No.
Yeah, he's immune to something.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think my
the touch of a woman.
I don't think I've got... Great.
Okay, that's on record, yeah.
No, I don't think it's... Look, mine wasn't... I think some paladins you can ask, like, you can do that. Mine was more like it's like the folk hero trait.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought that yours was... You couldn't... Yeah. Oh, right,
so
okay.
He's, like, kind of good with the common folk. Again, with that thing that we've never used.
I just sort... I guess I just sort of waft them towards you
guys.
Yeah, no,
I go for a sniff.
He just kind of... What, he's got a little... It's almost like on his wrist, he just sort of puffs out another cloud for you to inhale, if you like.
Yeah. And I guess it's really, like...
Just like mummies.
I'm smiling and nodding and all the way.
Hello there, friends. Hello, nice to meet both of you.
You smoked, but you didn't inhale.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually still holding it in my mouth. Yeah.
It's really good, actually.
And he says, if you...
Where are we?
You're in Fort 20, my friend.
Great name.
I know, it's as if some very clever person came up with it. Yeah, we're a little bit understaffed these days. Come, I'll lead you. They start kind of walking towards the main settlement here. So, yes, it's been tough times since Bartopel gained power and started luring some of our colony away.
So are you kind of losing the turf war, so to speak?
It was never a turf war before. We just sort of existed quite happily together. And then something changed and Bartopel started recruiting.
For a war?
I don't know what, but lots of friends have gone.
How does that work? Is it kind of like, it's just his spores are stronger?
I don't rightly know. I've never been interested in having someone else's spores in me, but I suppose if you got rid of one lot and put in the other ones, it might work. I'm not a biologist.
What are you?
It's just a guard.
So I'm interested,
you weren't on our spores, I'd bloody rip you in half, I would.
Oh, sorry. No, I just thought you might be a chemist or a physicist.
Why? Oh, I see.
Why, out of some interest, why are some people leaving? You guys seem to be pretty chill here.
I know, that's exactly what I think.
And as you go past some of these people sitting in these chairs, and you also see there's a very muddy... bath almost, you know, literally like if you go to Turkey and had one of those amazing mud spas where mushroom people are just sort of, you can see they're lying in this mud,
lovely.
Letting all their little filaments soak into the beautiful nutrients here.
There's always a bath. Everywhere we go, there's a big bath, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, look, The heart wants what it wants.
Yeah, this is...
You tell them, you make the fantasy world that you want to live in. Big muddy baths.
Oh, yes.
Can I just... I say out loud to them, can you understand me?
Are you, you're making mouth noises. No, we don't know them so well.
Then I think to myself, I think into the space. Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
I assume, by the way, I'm not going to press you for the detail, but if you ever want to just do exactly that, if you ever want to be, you know, on the DL.
I just wanted to check. Yeah,
absolutely.
We can just talk amongst ourselves.
But otherwise, I assume we are going to avoid any confusion, you're talking to whoever's in front of you unless you say.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yes.
All right, that works.
Okay, in which case, aside to
yes,
the lads.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think we should ask this guy too many questions. He does not seem like he's that in the...
In the know.
And I'm not hugely sure where he's taking us.
He's taking us to Portobello.
No, to Tasharka.
Oh, that's the one. Sorry.
Yeah. We got to see Tasharka, but maybe should we ask more about Portobello? Okay, I think into the space. Did Portobello used to live here?
Hey, are you asking me? Are you asking everyone?
Oh, no, let's see how this works. Everyone.
Yeah.
Hi! Welcome to...
What are all your names?
We're all Tasharka.
Oh, that's...
Well, it's easy to remember, at least.
Yes.
Why aren't these guys Tasharka?
Which ones?
Oh, we're here with Buton and Laurel.
Oh, they are, Lauren. But you're talking on their private network.
Oh, great. So fucking VPN.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, okay.
It's like having all those rooms in a Discord server.
Yeah, it's why I'm so shit at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you guys, you listeners haven't seen the real private ones.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Oof. Oh, stuff that goes on in there. Oof.
Zach's in there. Hiding from the rest of you.
Just Zach. My room. I put my posters up.
No girls allowed.
Except for one. Oh, no, it was a boy. It was a boy mouse. Never mind.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Did you ask the question? You're asking the hive. You're asking...
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Did Portobello used to live... Like...
No, man. He was always doing his own thing, but we just kind of... They're turning into the Beatles all of a sudden.
I was going to say Laurie from upstairs a bit.
Yeah.
The hive mind responds that, hey, he was always doing his own thing, Portobello. We just kind of left him to it, man.
What was his own thing?
His own thing. He got his own colony, his own guys. We were one, and he was another one. And
whereabouts is his colony now geographically?
Oh, that's a hard one, dude. We don't really have the insights here, but you know, we can light you the way towards his colony. But I think they've been moving around and like working with some of the other Underdark people and creatures.
Right. Like, do you have many like non fungal members of your colony?
Well,
just,
we got
between all of us, just to be really clear, they're like Mike and it, right? Is fungal like a slur?
No, man, fungi is like the ultimate like compliment in our culture. It's super cool.
Loved it if like Liam had just immediately been racist. Thousand
spears.
Listen, we can teach.
What did you just fucking say to me?
We can teach you the slurs later, but they're pretty gnarly, dude.
I don't want to tread
that ground.
Yeah.
We got some friends on the surface we talked to. There's a nice old lady upstairs who helps us out, keeps an eye on things. She's probably your best bet for finding out about Bartapel.
Yeah, I...
Oh, we're down here now.
They can't hear me, but Teddy's just like...
And there's also... We got some friends. We got... Hey, you ever met an Oityug before? They're pretty chill guys.
I'd like to do a check as well. What was that word?
Oityug.
Oityug.
Is that like a history?
You can do a history check if you want like a book reading about them, or you could do a nature check.
I'm going
to
do
like,
a nature
have
check.
You encountered them before?
I'll do a nature check.
Well, I got a 23.
It's pretty good.
I'll do history because it's unlikely that I got 16. Cassius will know what this is.
We got a 23. You got a
16.
Yeah, we're gonna go with Vatix unless you
26. So,
I mean, it's pretty poor form to roll over Liam there.
Sorry, I know from books. He knows it from real. So
okay,
I was also doing it from like a personal point of view. I think Teddy's having a very different experience to you two in this place.
All right, so Vatix, you've definitely, I think you've encountered these face to face in Vatix's life. This is a memory from.
Oh, okay, great.
You
okay.
have. They are friendly-ish creatures who live in the Underdark. They are likely to make deals with other Underdark dwellers in return for, frankly, their bodily waste, which is their favorite thing to eat.
Okay, great. But they'll
kind
That's
of
nice.
They'll yeah. kind of find treasures for rock gnomes. You might use them to kind of dig out a tunnel for you in the first instance.
Right.
They're not very attractive looking things.
Well, you don't say.
They have like, they're sort of quadrupedal rhinoceros skin with big gaping maws full of teeth with no eyes. And then they have two long tails and a long kind of tentacle covered in eyes that comes out the back.
Gross.
So what we're hearing is that they move in classy circles. People.
They move in classy circles, but for mushroom people, for people who subsist on waste, it's a kind of it's a very kind of codependent relationship. Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
I would say Glitch, or probably Cassius, knows them as horrifying monsters who live underground.
Great.
Who will attack anyone who ventures into the Underdark without a good reason and cannot be reasoned with.
Okay. So they're not talking.
And Teddy, there's some guys, you know?
Hey, I can't go 16.
Yeah, it was a hard roll, man.
Not to do a con save.
Ah, you get eaten vangloriously from below. I will send you guys a picture. It's quite hard for me to show you show you this right now. But
no props.
Right. Well, it's good to know.
Okay. Those are Otyugs. Yeah, man, we're kind of cool with them. You know, we just kept to ourselves. Bardapel's lot. I don't know what they got up to, but it's not half as chill as it is over here.
No, it is chill here. I like it here.
It's super chill.
Really like it seems like a good vibe.
Anyway, that's the hive mind for you.
Okay.
Are you following with Lorem on this? On his as he takes you up to east, walking towards the big center.
Yeah, sod it.
I'd definitely like to know.
Yeah.
Meet the mayor.
Meet
the mayor.
Yeah. Sure. On the way up, you passed one of these levels. You kind of have to do a bit of clambering up here. The mushroom people seem to be able to sort of almost stick to the sides of them with various appendages and tentacles here. But on one of the lower levels, you see lots of mushroom people sat in a round table around this array of different fruiting bodies, all different colors, shapes and sizes, some of them with kind of long tendrils or tubes coming off of them, and various mushroom folk are grabbing a tube and inhaling deeply from a different mushroom and then just going like far out, man. And enjoying this. And Lorem nods.
I'm a vapor.
See, like, Teddy's uncomfortable. Zach is quite
cool. Lorem nods and says, this is Chantel's place. This is the Huffer's Delight.
Lovely, lovely.
If you want to, see God.
Well.
Which God?
Do you have any information on whether or not we'd be able to handle this? We're not. Tell them we're not.
Well, maybe actually, that's probably quite interesting for you two, who both do have...
Yeah, we've got quite gods. I've got gods.
Yeah.
You've got, like, doesn't mean anything to me, but you two have both had questionable...
allegiances with the...
Umberly's not that happy with me as well, though, so I might just...
You're in pretty good. You're on pretty good terms.
No, we're on good terms, but, like, the last time
you
she
defeated
was...
Talos' champion for her.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Adjacent defeat. When you've mentioned God, it's piqued interest.
Is it safe?
And I guess I would quite like... I'm very far from the sea, so I'd quite like some help.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask a specialist.
Like the woman that lives above ground. Bah, we should have stopped off there on our way.
Well, you can ask our own specialist. There's Cordy. You can chat to her.
Cordyceps, lovely.
Thank you.
He's
on it now. I knew
Chanterelle earlier on, we all heard that one.
Yeah.
You can talk to Cordy. She's the most scientific one of all of us.
Okay, in my head, I just think, Cordy, can we huff this?
Hello? Yes?
Hi, Cordy.
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry. I know you were on the other line.
I'm a little bit busy, actually. I've got a project, quite intense project. Yes, you're the new people.
Quick, yeah, we're the new people.
Just bipeds, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, bipeds.
Yeah, sorry.
Mammals, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, two of us.
Yeah. You a mammal?
I'm a bloody mammal. I'm just short.
All in media res. What is he? Some kind of
vegetable?
Some kind of button come to life? all right, just quick sense check. Human, half elf, rock gnome. Could we huff this stuff?
Oh, there's a pause. She says, oh, you really should stop by, actually. I'd love to have a look at you all.
Whereabouts are you?
Just up the shaft, up the column. Up the column!
All right.
She's up the shaft.
Without a paddle. I'm up for...
Should we huff this first?
Don't huff it first. She wants to tell us if it's safe.
Can we huff? Oh, right. Do you want to look us over to see if it's safe?
What? Yes.
Okay, fine.
Insight check from Jervis.
give us an insight check.
9+, not a lot for insight. Oh, no. Hang on. Hello. 15.
You've been diddling your sheet again.
Yeah. My numbers are just a fucking mess, Laurie. I'm sorry.
Just made them up, though.
15.
You?
Is that why you've got like a +20 in history for some reason?
I don't know why my history is so good. I did it in the app. Don't worry.
For a man who has significant ignorance of the past.
No, insight, I got an insight, I'm doing good. Insight is a +7. So yeah. What was that? 9+. 16.
16. Yeah, she's not being entirely truthful, but... There is some truth to the fact that she's not sure about the effect, but the reason she wants you to come and see her is not
necessary.
So she can make sure you're safe.
Maybe we shouldn't huff it right now. You want to?
Teddy's like, Teddy's got it to his face.
I mean, you're like what?
I'm not going to fucking do it.
You're the one who put the most chemicals in your body, though. I mean, like, if anyone's going to huff it, I think it should be our resident drug addict,
drug dealer, please.
Yeah, sorry. All right, fine. We'll stop by Cordy.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay.
Safety first.
All right, then. I'll suppose take you up to see her as well. First?
Yeah, right. En route. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it en route.
Thierry en route.
Salmon en route.
Lovely.
Run us up the shaft.
Oh, I see you're very familiar with the shaft already. That's very exciting for me.
Who you been speaking to?
Oh, you know, this and that. There's no secrets among friends here.
Uh-oh.
Wait, can they... Actually, that's a point. Do they have a sort of...
Do they get innuendo?
In fact, like that's actually... Do they know... But now I'm part of the...
Yeah, interesting. The
part
hive mind.
Of the hive mind. Do they have access to, like... Potentially the things I might have done before I joined the hive mind.
Why don't you give me... Are you trying to just like intuit this or are you trying to remember if you know this about Myconids?
I'm genuinely like... I think 90% of what's happening here is that Teddy's realised that he's murdered a friend of theirs and this place is incredibly uncomfortable. He just doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
The further we go on...
Don't think about the elephants. Sort of
yeah.
I think then insight or perception. One of those two. If you're like trying to get it in the moment.
One. We'll see. Well, let's do an insight one. Well, bam. Oh, that's a 19 plus one. That's a 20.
Yeah, you can... Ooh. I mean, so...
Oh, fucking right, yeah.
Lovely.
If you're rolling insight, no one is reacting differently since you arrived,
yeah.
Right? No one's, like, looking at you like a murderer. No one's really looking at you. They're not really, you know, you can't really read them anyway, but you intuit that they probably don't know what you did. And the way that you're talking to everyone, they still ask you questions... you still have to give them information. It looks like it's voluntary telepathy.
All right, cool.
So far.
Right.
I close a bit of my memory off in my own mind.
The memory off.
That is a deep hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good to know. I think that is actually...
Build a wall. Build a wall, Teddy.
Bottle it up. Yeah. Drink it better.
Huff it down.
Huff it way down.
Lorem takes you some way up the tree. I've just realised where I've taken this from. This is because I've been playing, Liam and I, spoilers, have been playing some classic WoW recently.
We have.
And Paddy will remember the Night Elf starting zone.
Yeah.
The big tree.
Yeah.
And the little levels all the way up with different kind of departments in the tree, right? Imagine that, but mushrooms.
All right. For me and everyone else that hasn't played WoW,
it's a big tree with levels.
Avatar.
Yeah, well, except not shit. Okay.
All right. There was no need. I didn't judge you guys for being massive nerds. Yeah.
Because the world of Azeroth
he says on his D&D podcast.
And so sort of halfway up the shaft here, Lorem says, oh, yes, in here. And within one of these big shelf mushrooms, there's sort of been carved a series of warren-like tunnels, and you go down into one to find a dark room full of sort of bio... what is the word?
Bioluminescent?
No, biomechanical. Nice. Very good, good word. Biomechanical apparatus.
Like Geiger.
A little bit HM Geiger. Less horrifying, it's a bit more kind of colourful and twee.
Right.
But a little, but Teddy, yeah, it's a bit much.
Walt Geiger.
And there is a...
It's like, if, like, what's his, what's, who's the guy that did...
If Geiger did the Royal Tenenbaums.
No, I was also thinking of fucking the guy who did, like, Tim Burton. That's what I've got on my mind.
Oh, that's a bit, but yeah.
HR Puffin stuff is what I've got in my mind for some reason.
Well, that's a rich tapestry for you, listeners. So.
Thank God we're all here. It's a little bit warreny. It's a little bit less cozy than the rest of the colony here. And you see, I like, although these people, these creatures don't have eyes, there is a more kind of straggly, long-limbed mushroom person with, I think, two growths on her head that look like spectacles.
Oh, great. Okay, that's class. Yeah. Love that.
Edna.
And... she is hunched over this amazing apparatus that looks like, you know, when Han Solo's in carbonite,
Oh, right? Yeah.
But when he's going to put in it, it's sort of like, imagine a big bed that someone is being 3D printed in.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Out of mushroom pieces. And so far, there are just a pair of quite scraggly, humanoid... quite elderly legs
being,
that are being printed.
Oh my god, it's the fucking woman, isn't it?
If you
I insight checked that immediately.
How quick, like, how quick is the printing happening?
Oh, agonizingly slow.
Oh, I was like, Christ, okay.
It's like an old dot mate. It's like,
my roll was only a 13, but Zach knows.
I think even a 13, you knew those legs when they were.
You've split them in twain.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Cordy says, ah, humanoids. And she comes and peers at you all and says, oh, sorry, customary, would you like some spores? You don't have to. You're on the open circuit right now, but we can, if you want to be private, you can be.
Pop the spore.
Yeah, pop the spores.
She sighs and I find her. Okay, and it's just us in the room.
I huff weird, it turns out.
you want to taste it, man. Okay. Wow. That's just so everyone knows. That's optional. Okay. That's not like how half elves have to do this.
Yeah, none of us did that.
Necromancers,
listener.
Though.
No, that's a full paddy thing.
Full paddy. You've gone, never go full paddy. And she's like, yes. Okay. Well, as you can see, I'm a little bit busy here. I'm reconstituting one of our friends.
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
What is this?
Well, you know, it happens often enough. She's an adventurous sort. She goes out into the wild. She befalls all sorts of things. And, you know, she became part of a really big part of the colony a while ago. She's a druid of the circle of spores. And they, in fact, give over their entire bodies to mushroom colonies.
Cool. So generous.
And it's good. The benefit is we can rebuild her anytime we like. And,
oh, great.
Yeah.
And so does she, like, come back the same as before?
Oh, no.
Does she retain her memories?
She's always a bit addled. Often changes her accent, actually. It's quite alarming.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Yeah.
Why'd you ask?
Oh, just wondering if we could. Yeah, I mean, now, like, that we've got some spores in us.
That sounds like a really,
you know,
cool sort of, like, future.
Oh, you've,
like,
got to
have.
You've got to give your entire body over to mushrooms, I'm afraid.
Yes. Then we won't do that. But that's interesting.
Fascinating
stuff.
Work, though.
Yeah,
I rolled,
great stuff.
I rolled an insight check, but it wasn't very good. So we're
great.
Just
okay,
carry
cool,
on
cool,
here.
Cool.
You didn't know we were lying.
No, that's why she wrote the insight check, because she maybe she's like, why would they ask me? Interesting.
Oh, really cool tech.
And she, and then she. Sort of extends one long pointy finger and just, I think she point looks at all three of you and then goes to Glitch and then just starts poking you with her finger and saying, now what are you?
I go,
what are you? Yes. And you,
I'm a half elf.
And then point Teddy, oh yes, oh look at you.
This is muscles.
So I'm a human.
Yes, and you are humanish.
Half elf, half human.
Half human. Mm, and you, I know you.
You've definitely met my kin before, I imagine.
Is there another word for rock gnome?
Deep gnome.
Deep gnome. Is there like a dwergar kind of word? I can't remember.
There probably is.
Hang on, I'll
dergar. Durga.
If you don't know, just don't know. It's fine to not know.
Goron?
God, normally when I do this is where I reprimand you for not knowing something, you do pull out of your
ass. Yeah,
exactly. Called the Durga.
I think they might be. I think Loz was onto it. I was agreeing with the games master.
Thanks, man. I'm really glad I've got your support.
You've got my vote.
Oh, I don't like the idea that she's being printed back into existence.
Yeah. Sorry, are you a deep gnome or a rock gnome? Or both.
I'm a deep gnome.
Oh, we say rock gnome.
We say rock gnome
exactly
for like
same.
100 episodes.
According to Forgotten Realms Wiki, they are different, but the word for deep gnomes...
Sibneflin.
Pardon me.
Is that right?
Sibneflin. That's the word I'm looking at. Right. Svifneblin.
You get no props, buddy.
Yeah, because I was going to guess Svifneblin.
No, but that's the point. You weren't ever going to guess it.
We didn't even know he was a deep gnome.
So you made up Durga.
Durga's a thing, right?
They are a thing, but they're not these.
Damn. Yeah.
And she says, God, it was worth this build-up. And you are a Svifneblin. Yes, familiar to us. Are you from this colony or elsewhere?
I'm from elsewhere, I believe.
Convincing.
Yeah, well, I don't...
I'm looking at Teddy this whole time going, I thought he was a rock gnome.
Yeah, like me and you were talking. This is not out loud, but we're both just be like, no fucking way is he a
deep gnome.
What the fuck's a deep gnome?
Yeah, I thought he was a rock gnome. I don't think that's deception that I'm doing, because I don't actually know where Vatic's from.
No. I think she's only, well, you're not. You don't have didn't have our spores before today. I know
that's
much.
A good point. Yeah.
So interesting. Well,
I
welcome.
Think what we're rolling for at this point is we're failing a conversation.
Yeah.
So you want to know if you can.
Banter check is what I'm really failing at.
You want to know if you may partake of the Huffer's Delight.
Yes, and also, I guess, the benefits of the Huffer's Delight.
Oh,
sounds
well,
delightful.
Yeah.
And she sort of stands very upright and says, well, yeah, I think the benefit is it gets you fucking high.
Oh.
Run back downstairs.
And could we handle that?
Oh, well, that's up to you, darling. I'm not party to
but
your
it won't
experience.
Kill us.
No. Maybe you would wish you were dead.
Great.
Depends what's going on in that old brain of yours.
Oh,
and there is, you know, you've got to think for your fellow colony members, because of course there's a little element of shared hallucination if you go too far.
That could be fucking useful, couldn't it? If we needed to make everyone really blitzed,
you know, people.
Yeah, by fucking ourselves. Yeah, what great idea.
No, that's fair.
Yeah, perfect also, I don't think that's how it's going to work. If you we get what? Really fucked up, I imagine it'd be the same as like, but they will have a better. They've got a better tolerance than we do across the board.
That's
if we
fair.
Get really fucked up. We might get the rest of the colony a little bit tipsy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll I was just die. Thinking, like, you know when people go on like a peyote kind of vision quest thing? I wonder if I can, like, unlock a little bit of Cassius through doing enough drugs. Wow, I've really changed as a character, haven't I? You know, like, when you unlock, some kind of deep thought or something like that, I'm like, if we were to access...
That's quite a cool thought. That's kind of... Like, me and you are in the same state with that, where we've killed the other thing, so we've connected the
I've
souls.
Kept mine in a tower in the astral plane.
Yeah, go on. I want to huff the Huffer's Delight. I mean, not okay. at a time when it's not
yeah.
rude.
Whenever you like.
Conversation. I'm off to do my drugs now.
But that's whatever you get up to in your free time. But yes, that should, I hopefully that answers your question. Do you have anything else for me? Or
what do
I
you do here? What is this place?
Well, this
lab?
Yes, I just a scientist.
You print women?
Not exclusively. No, this is a little favor I do for Kanza. She helps us so much. This little service I offer her. No, I my project used to be centered on building augmentations for people's bodies. And she nods at Lorem. Says he's those fine armor plates there are the subject of my tinkering over many years.
That's Ooh. Fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be some cool new armor.
Yes, we've got our own little tinkerer. This rock
yes.
gnome right here.
I don't know if I can make rock gnome pieces. Sorry, deep gnome pieces.
I've been looking for some new armor. Ever make it the kind of thing that I don't have to grow into, but
she,
more like a kind of put on body thing.
She does kind of, you know, artist perspective, you know, framing you. Doing the present, yes, okay, that could be rather good. Yes, what are you in the market for?
Well, just something that stops sort of, you know,
swords, attacks, daggers, that sort of thing.
And like kind of would kind of
looking for something in the plus me. One, plus two yeah, breastplate sort know. Of area.
Just some kind of, you know, like just something to. We're quite prone to
death.
Misunderstandings.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, anything to kind of help us through those misunderstandings is great. I can see Vartik shaking his head at me. And
I'm thinking and something to get us through that would be she can't give you patience.
Yeah, but I can become other. No, yeah, no, there's no way.
I'm looking for some
no.
empathy, we call it. Yeah.
This sounds like more of a huffing problem than an armor problem.
No, honestly, though, the armor, though, would be good. I guess
maybe
I
maybe the armor needs to come down, actually.
I gesture down to my, like, which I assume at this point is quite, what is it? 7-year-old armor that I've never replaced.
Thank God he said that sentence went there. Yeah.
Oh, obviously, that wasn't where I was going.
I
with
down
it.
At my, I assume, child's penis.
No. Never going to be what I said. I look down at my armor.
Okay.
My tatty armor.
Yeah.
And then I look at Botan. Yeah, right.
Buton.
Like glorious mushroom armor.
Yeah.
And she I says, think, oh, a bit of that.
You in mushroom armor would be pretty dope, actually.
You got plate envy.
Yeah, I've definitely got plate envy, yeah.
Do you do hats?
Do I do hats? I mean, I can do, this is very easy for me, but why would I do it? You're not offering me much incentive.
She's literally reprinting a druid and you're asking if she can do a little hat.
A chapeau pour moi.
Oh, do you want me to do your Warhammer army as well?
What
I could do
you,
that.
What do you got? What? How do people pay for this stuff?
Well, the same as above ground, we barter.
Ah, okay.
So you
so there's not a sort of for the good of the colony.
I have got a fuck shit ton of stuff to barter.
Well, what do you got?
We need to get out.
I brought a bunch of your friends. They're in this bag.
I need the armor to be done, the bartering to be done, well before this woman wakes up.
What have you got? What are you packing? What do you got for me?
Oh, you know, like, what do you need?
Money?
Like, I've got some.
This is. I'm not going to give you a shopping list. You've got to entice me. I have all the mushroom bits I need. I have a perfect life. I've got all the spores I can huff. I don't really like to huff them very much, but
so you don't. So I guess you have mushrooms already. You don't need lots of those.
Because that's something you have in abundance.
Looks around the giant fungal grove.
The thing we
Do
stole.
Do you have any mushrooms?
I think the DM has made it quite clear.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It depends.
Do we really have nothing else?
Well, you could have. I mean, if it's really good armor, you could have this armor. Like the armor that I'm wearing, plus also
the armor I want to replace. Are you interested in this?
This is alien armor to them.
No, I've seen armor like that before.
That wasn't out loud, Dick.
Gang, I've got nothing to trade.
Wait, I'm looking at my.
I have this ink pen.
I have a.
What a mushroom like
lamp.
Have a lamp.
Disgraceful behaviour.
I've got a lamp.
What about services?
I've got. I know we were going to give the sword back, weren't we? But like also as well, we're pretty capable. You know, like we can. Like I'm not generally. I would say we aren't blessed with things, but we generally do kind of trade our kind of ability to get stuff done for things, and you know whatever the colony needs, I'm your guy.
Heroes
and
for hire.
Yeah, we're actually it's funny. We have a name. It's Wishbone Boys.
And why are you called that?
Because some people like to be bone
by
wishes.
Wish and wish for bone.
And we wish for it too.
She looks disgusted. I don't think that's what I want.
We make wishes come true.
I suppose if you were to help the colony in a big way, we would be indebted to you. But
well, what is it the colony needs?
I feel like we could ask that to the mayor, though, right?
No. Let's get
the mayor.
Well, I guess
we don't know that it's a mayor.
Immediately, just
the mayor.
The sovereign.
Imagine going up to King Charles from here, like Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, you're the mayor of England, right? But that's actually as well. That's so teddy to be like, we've found out that there is a way they can get me the armor. I've like immediately been like, this bitch doesn't know. I'm like, well, now I know. I've got to go speak to the sovereign.
Take me to the king.
No, yeah, no, that sounds... I'd love to help.
Listen, on the top of my mind is rebuilding this body. If you have anything to help me with that, that would be wonderful. Maybe I could look into some armor after that. Otherwise, yes, I would go and see the sovereign and see if he has any...
I was going to lie. Leads. I'm actually not going to lie. You're going to make me roll to deception check.
You seem pretty, like, curious about other creatures.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
I mean, would you be interested in another specimen?
Oh.
You kept and that armadillo, right?
Her, if she had eyes, they would flash right now. She says, What do you mean, specimen?
I blow the conch of the Kotor.
Oh, yes, mate. Oh, let's bring a fish into this.
Remind me, this summons you a little Kotoa friend.
It does, a little Kotoa.
Who's been getting jacked for so many episodes.
Yeah. What do you mean he's been getting jacked for so many episodes?
That was the agreement, wasn't it? Before you blow the... When the Kotoa is...
You definitely said it. I don't know if there was any agreement.
When the Kotoa is absent...
The agreement was for as long as Liam resists blowing it, the bigger and more hench.
Yeah, because
the more tonk
out.
The Kotoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. We made that clear. We made that very clear. That when he's in the astral plane waiting to be summoned, he's just doing press-ups.
He's just a buff fish.
I don't deny the fact that's what you want to happen.
He's been doing press ups for like 3-4 months at this point.
We had a lawyer in, we drew up a contract.
Our non-negotiable was they're doing a montage in the astral plane until summoned.
All right, blow that conch, and
that's a good conch.
A huge, corpulent Kuotawa that has got like chocolate around her mouth. It's like, oh,
bagger boys.
What do they sound like? They're like,
yeah, they were like, you know, people on the day.
Where's the house? Get in my house. What can I do for you?
Now,
assist this woman.
Now, I don't want you to hurt it. I just thought you'd be interested in taking a little look at my Kuotawa friend here.
And
are we making it like rotate? Is it just spinning around?
Would you mind just giving us a little pirouette?
It's like a fucking Kuotawa
does this incredibly
put
slow.
Put the dumbbells down.
Incredibly slow waddle around. Cordy is, oh my goodness. One moment, please. And she pulls down different tendrils of mushroom. Some of them are measuring. Some of them are probes. What do you call this? What is this? She says, pointing to the creature.
A Kuotawa. I think that's how you pronounce it.
And
yeah, I'm actually their god. So
really?
Yeah. No,
so yeah, they're very simple, primitive creatures then.
Well.
Very easily fooled.
Yeah, it's one. Yes. Yes. Yes, they are.
I
don't want to lie to you, but like, still disrespectful. I'm their god, so
yes. So they must be very primitive and stupid and easily led.
Rich in omega 3.
Tell me, may I? This is very rude of me to ask. May I spore her?
I think I want to get consent from her.
Of course I'll ask consent, but as you as her, you know, owner?
Oh, yeah, I mean, fill your boots.
Friend? Carer? No, I don't know what the arrangement is here.
You know what? I sort of am her owner and I'm not that comfortable with that, so...
let's change that nomenclature then.
Yeah.
would it be okay if I spored you? Oh, sorry, I can't... She can't understand me. We're talking in brains here.
What language do...
She
speaks common.
It's your... Crow a turret, just fucking, spore it. Do what you want.
don't know why I'm making you roleplay this.
That's really smart.
This woman would like to speak to you, but in order to do that, she's got to puff some spores onto you. Are you happy with that?
Will there be fish?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Aye, she's well down.
Great. And puffs in the Kuotawa. The Kuotawa's eyes widen, completely overwhelmed for a second. And then calms down and he says, wonderful. Yes, well, we have an understanding, the Kuotawa and I. Yes, I think this could drive some excellent new discoveries. I must let Talibus know. He'll want to store some some of this creature's information in the Spork Hives.
Nice. Yeah, very nice. No, just so you know, I know you paused for a response there.
But the Spork Hives.
Nice.
Just where we keep the sporks.
Spork and Ives.
This is wonderful. Yes. Okay. Well,
One quick thing that might be worth looking into.
Yes.
It might not be immediately apparent, but I think this is true. They can breathe underwater.
Yeah.
They're fish.
She's able to breathe underwater.
Subaquatic species. This is excellent. Of course, we can breathe underwater, having no need for oxygen either. But
we can't.
Joe Chiden's just like on my shoulder, just kind of like, I'm cool.
What's
I'm cool.
that? I'm, what is that?
I'm cool too. Oh, this is Joe Chiden.
Give me that.
No. You don't get it.
You ask permission to spore it.
No, and you also don't spore my guy either. There's not none
then
of
Then you could talk to him.
You were so keen for her to spore actually, my guy.
Wait, actually, no, I can't speak to him, so maybe.
Spore him.
Wait,
spore this guy.
If you've spored me,
I take Boxer out. Spore him.
Wait, if you
okay, hang on. We'll do spores Boxer and says, do you want to be patched in?
Patch in Boxer.
Okay, you get patched into Boxer and all you hear is. Just continues. Should I turn it off?
Turn it off, yeah. Put it on mute.
Wait, can you? Wait, yeah, no, actually, that would be. If you could link my guy in too, that would be great. Because me and him have never actually spoken.
All of our friends are just screaming.
Joe Tyler's not me screaming. He's cool.
Well, yeah,
he thought that about Boxer.
She says, sure. This is. And she. Poof,
I give.
Puffs.
Me and him have a little nod before, make sure he's cool with it.
Yeah, yeah, then, he's cool, yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
And then
he's cool.
I put my shoulder into his spores cloud and then.
Okay, you patch into Joe Tyden, and you just hear, that's about the time I first went out on my merry way. And, of course, back in those days, we all wore sandals on our feet. And
how old are you, Joe?
I wonder how long he's been telling this story.
Joe, how old are you? I thought you were like a little like kind of, you know, like a new...
Young at heart, but old in the soul. It reminds me of the old dog we
must
had.
Must have been in 1992.
Now I come to think of it, it was when the monkeys flew over, and back in those days, of course, monkeys only had two tails.
What was it like working with Obama?
Oh, Obama, what a guy. This is not a Joe Biden impression, just to be clear. Obama, he was very full of hope, but of course, like any politician, he got weighed down by the knees of the proletariat, and of course, there were those wars, and then Benghazi, and some of those things.
We've opened a can of fucking worms here.
That's cool, though, so I can now talk to Joe.
Yeah, you might not want to.
Nah, yeah. He's at least seen some shit. I didn't realise he was so world weary and knowledgeable.
This is I can't like, believe the rod I've made for my own back here. Yeah. Being like, yes, you can now talk to any companion you have. Just bring them here. And I think you get some like there's like a couple of like cross networks come here and says, hey, what, someone's really harsh in the vibe in here. There's someone screaming just now. It's kind of whoa. And then you get patched back into the private call here.
Nice.
And right, so are we even now? I don't really understand.
No, you helped him out.
You're going to leave me with this Kuotoa.
And that gets me armor, right?
And no, that's not what's happening.
And a hat.
I think that means I owe you, young master, Deep Gnome, a favor of some kind. Or we can work out some kind of monetary arrangement. Or would you like me to build you a new body?
Oh,
hang on.
You could have four legs.
There's two of you.
I want a new body.
Well, you know, you never know what's going to happen, do you?
Oh, you could have like a resurrection in your pocket kind of deal. You'd have to be pretty.
Is that
back.
Basically what you're proposing mechanically?
Well, I'd have to take a kind of.
No,
oh,
I'm
yeah,
asking
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Laurie.
into the characters.
Listen, I'm not going to give you all the. Stages to get there, but she could absolutely furnish you a body that could be inhabited by a disembodied soul, perhaps.
Right, yeah.
Oh, mate, at some we've point. Got a couple of them.
Yeah, that is not a bad
whether
idea.
It's yours or someone else's remains to be seen.
I like that.
So could you make it look like anything?
Well, yeah, if you give me the schematics,
STL file, perhaps.
I didn't know that Laurie was going to have a 3D printing.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Perhaps it's one you can sleep on.
Yeah, I think I need to come back to that.
Don't make a bed. It'd be a waste.
Great. Well, look, we'll call it there. I'll upload this promise to the Sporkives so that everyone knows, and you'll be able to cash it in.
Great.
Good. And also make a record of I will eventually do something for the colony that would be helpful. Make
that's sure that's, not, sure that's recorded. Okay, yes, but you're not getting the armor until you've done it.
And I'm coming back for my hat, and I storm out.
Shall we? We can go and see Sharkay next. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Bonjour tout le monde et welcome, bienvenue à Le Plan de Centre. C'est moi, le boss of dice. I can't keep it up. It's Laurie, your dice chief here. Hi everyone. I'm recording this from a room somewhere in Montreal. I am away for work, but I am still editing the Ida Fancy podcast because I rather do that than any work I actually have to do. And I like talking to you guys still. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Hope you're enjoying this whole fungal arc. And we hope you're very well. I'm going to keep it short and sweet this week. Just a reminder that we are recording Smoke Breaks, tentatively titled. Well, not so tentatively now. We've actually set it in stone. So perennially, eternally titled Smoke Breaks. I think Paddy and Zach are going to get together to do one for all of our paid up patrons next week. It may be some different combination of people by the time we get around to recording it. I think they're going to talk about fantasy novels. We've had a few requests on the Discord for stuff to talk about. If there's anything you want us to tackle, please let us know. I've got a few things lined up I'm going to get sorted for y'all very shortly. And yeah, we hope you're enjoying having the double episode action. We are intending to keep it up for the foreseeable. A reminder that you can hear those every other Friday, but you can listen to this, the Idle Fantasy podcast, the main one, the free one, every Fantasy Freaky Friday on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcasting app you prefer. You could even find someone else listening to it and just put your ear really close to their headphones, and I'm sure they'd be fine with that. If you like what you hear, you can also leave us a review on whatever platform you use. That really helps us out. And of course, you can visit idlefantasy.com to find archive episodes, see our character sheets, lots of other gubbins on there. And if you like what we do and you want to hear those Smoke Break episodes alongside some other exclusive stuff, patreon.com/idlefantasy. Any support you might be able to give us is very, very much appreciated, but entirely unnecessary. You can listen to us for free forever. If you want to chat to us, pop onto Discord. Pokes have been speaking lots on Discord. The link to the channel is in the notes this episode. Email us, idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com. And that is it. Ça, c'est tout. We love you very much. Merci beaucoup for listening. And we'll see you next time. So Lorem leads you further up the levels of the mushroom spire here, these big flat platforms. He points out the Sporkives, a kind of one of these hanging gardens you see is a much more regular series of cultivated mushrooms. And there's a very spindly, young, enthusiastic mushroom folk who is tending to these with absolute precision, and Lorem explains that this is where they kind of keep their group memories.
Does the mushroom look quite dowdy, but if they let their hair down and remove some glasses, there'd be an inner beauty there would come forth.
You know it. Yeah. You know it.
You're maybe carrying a stack of books and one of us bumps into them in the hallway when we're catching a football.
Actually, right now they don't have time for that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
They're too focused.
They've got to focus on the
stuff. You know, they're too uptight. Yeah. Okay. So maybe you've got to wear those walls down.
Loosen up a little somehow. I don't know how we do that. What's their name?
Lorem says, that's Tolibus.
You got it earlier.
Oh, Belitis. Oh, right. Okay, fair enough. Ah, yeah, it's the same mushroom. Okay.
And then he leads you up to the very top of the spire where there's the spire. You come out onto the top of one platform that tops the whole thing. You can oversee all the rest of the colony here. And I think to kind of answer your earlier question, Teddy, now you've seen this for its entirety, you kind of realize it's a little bit sparsely populated, actually. You really get the impression that there were once a lot more people living here, and that maybe over the recent weeks and months, it's been kind of eaten away by the other colony. And it's not falling into disrepair or anything, but it's now you've got a full view, you realize that's a little bit under mushroomed here. And
are these just the wasters? Like the ones that didn't have the kind of gumption or go get them attitude to go and like join the other guys.
Yeah, that is classic Teddy, that you're just like, oh yeah, these are clearly the losers. They're not on the winning side.
I'm saying that's not a Teddy thing. I'm saying like that. I think that's not what this is. The people that are left here are the ones that are like, I can't be fucked to fight a war. I'm just going to chill.
Yeah, we're on our way in the WhatsApp group.
Knowing full well they've also got a takeaway coming.
Yeah. Can't find their shoe.
When did this happen to you, Pads? It sounds very recent.
I was 15 minutes late today.
You did anyway.
And shoeless.
Yeah. And you quickly realise who must be Tasharke, for he is a very magnificent mushroom. He's unlike these other people who are kind of more humanoid with maybe a kind of a bell shape on top. No jokes, please. Mm-hmm. This guy is his head is very large and it fans out into one of those very frilly mushroom tops, rather than like a toadstool. And it's all different colours, all very fantastic, phosphorescent again, and a little bit luminous. And his body is covered not just in armor plates, but these beautiful kind of crenellated, you know, lamellar armor in the kind of Middle Ages, like polished gold, plates.
Okay.
Almost looks like that. He's got a huge, very gnarled stick that also has lovely colorful lights on. And he's sat, it's not quite a throne, but quite a nice chair,
right,
relaxing. And he is sitting next to another very kind of weedly mushroom.
That's worm tongue. We got to go through the worm tongue.
And they're not actually talking, but you can see that they're deep in a private conversation here. And as Lorem leads you up, he sort of mentally clears his throat on the open network. And Tasharke looks up and holds up a hand, nods to his number two here, and beckons you over.
Yeah, definitely. Approach with reverence.
And
then he, seeing that you three approach with reverence, he then very gracefully does this sweeping motion of his arm, and the little crenellations on the top of his head sort of waft out some more rapport spores. Of the ones you got from Vatic's colony were quite kind of plain looking. Vatic. These are beautifully coloured, rainbow coloured almost, and sort of waft in the breeze in front of you. And he invites you to have a huff.
Absolutely.
I'm huffing. Yeah.
Gobble that right down.
Yeah.
And as you do, you cue into his frequency. Hello, welcome to my kingdom.
Oh, God.
It's so good to have you here. Oh, it's been lovely to have you on the open system. Welcome, welcome. Half, what are you?
Elf.
Half elf, human.
Human indeed.
And snilblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblbl you from the other members of the colony. This is, please, this is my advisor. He says this is Imminurk. Give Pads a moment for Imminurk.
Imminurk?
Imminurk.
Like a
Imminurk.
Imminurk.
ERC at the
end. Do you guys
Inaki? No.
Inuk?
Imminurk. Inuk. Shall I use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
Imminurk is a lick spittle. Imminurk.
Imminurk.
Come back to it.
Imminurk.
Let it percolate for a bit.
Yeah.
And Imminurk is sort of very obsequious, and he bows deeply. He also chimes in on this frequency, this special...
Cremini.
He's there. He's
thank you.
Very good.
Yep. And he says, it is a pleasure to have you here, visitors from the above world.
You sound delightful.
Sound like a worm tongue. Yeah.
And Tishaka says, don't mind him. Don't mind him. He's worried about the other colony. But as you can see, we've got the most fun here. Have you had a huff?
We're going to huff on our way back.
Huff before bed. That's best.
Yeah. Imminurk for what was the name of the mushroom?
Cremini.
Is he obviously evil? Can I have
an insight check
into the fact
that I love that. It's so worth asking these days as well.
Just like, is he
sort of gnarled?
You can't just say that about people anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But like,
I'm intuiting it. Where am I intuiting it? Nope.
There's another word for that. That's called bias.
he seems like an okay guy.
With a four, you can just tell. I know nothing.
I think with a four, you definitely don't know for sure. But what strikes you is that he's on this private network. So it must be you think it must be quite hard for these guys to lie to each other. That must be quite a difficult mechanism for doing that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like what Teddy would think.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to be evil, so
exactly.
Pretty sure no one else.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think Teddy is he's fully that everything he says about, like, I'd say 70% of it's a lie. He's got no concept of someone lying to him.
No, exactly. Yeah.
And
Imminurk, how long have you two worked together?
Oh, I've been a loyal member of the colony for many, many years now.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes, Tishake is what a fine sovereign, and he keeps our people happy and at comfort, and it is only by the vile machinations of our rivals that we lose members of the colony.
Actually, I mean, I'm kind of on board with what he's saying as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I...
Like, he seems like the one that really...
Tishake says, no, there's no need for that, Imminurk. No need to worry our guests with our problems. But I do understand you are here on some purpose.
A quest.
Yes, a quest.
Well,
a quest.
The truth is, we think that we might have a bit of a common rival.
Intriguing, Imminurk. I'm intrigued, he says.
So there are a group of people.
Does Imminurk look exhausted?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely exhausted. Let me get me notes.
Do you remember Yuzu from Breath of the Wild?
Oh yeah.
Zora, the little Zora, like that. Yeah. Like that's who I'm picturing.
Absolutely.
A
little bit old, a little bit wizened. Yes.
There are a group of people who have recently taken over a temple of Faerun connected to the Underdark, and we believe they might be in allegiance with your rival.
This is what we understand. Us mushroom folks, we keep to our colonies, keep to our groves. But yes, I'm afraid our fellow Myconid sovereign over there has been cavorting with some above grounders. Far too much activity for my liking. Yes, we understand they are.
Cult of the Red Dragon.
Yes, the Cult of the Red Dragon.
I think the listeners need to understand that Laurie's still holding the staff.
It's really cool.
I'm in character.
In character, he's still holding the staff.
One hand the staff, the other one desperately pouring through a laptop.
Yeah,
with one hand. This cunt's asked so many questions.
Just make sure I get the,
I didn't think he mentioned Veyrun. Jesus Christ, creep scrolling.
He says, Bartipel has always been a very, I was about to say attractive, which, yes, he is. Very,
Looker.
Well,
a spicy meatball.
He offers a different way of life. Yeah. He's a bit more, you know, get up early and do hard things. And
oh, he's all about the grind.
Yes. Wanker.
You guys are all about the umami.
Yes, we're about having a chill time, man. Yes, they're a bit try hard. Absolutely. Yes. Mm. And that's always been fine, man. But, you know, I don't know what they've been getting up to. But they have been taking some of our guys.
When you say taking...
Yeah, it's
like kidnapping, or
yes, is it like a voluntary thing, or is it kind of a more like is, are they? Are
I
they
actually
kind of
don't
coerced?
Know. I just people just disappear. They jump off the network. I don't know how they do that. The spores get in there, man. It's hard to get them out. I'm sorry to say, they're right in there, right inside you.
Are your spores still in the ones that?
Oh, my spores are inside all of you. Let me tell you that.
But
ooh.
Are they still in the ones that have left?
No, somehow
so
you're cut no. Off from them. I don't. They're not in the network, man.
Was there anything to kind of like? Did any? Was there like sort of? Descent from them before? Were they kind of intimating they might leave?
No.
And then now they've left? It was just kind of up
no,
one day and
just,
gone?
Just one day, one left. The next day, another one. Then more. Just little by little, they dribble off.
Could I ask it's just a question of biology. Sorry, I'm new here.
Oh, that's right.
How does it work if you had two sovereign spores inside
give me,
you?
Give me a perception check as you answer that question.
That's a natural one, Laurie.
You missed something completely.
Fuck.
But I am gonna.
But I'm gonna roll it.
No. I'm not. But we did. Kanza had two colonies in her.
Okay.
So we do know that they can coexist.
Yeah, but and she was fucked up though.
Tashake will say, well, it's quite hard to balance conversation with two colonies. One colony is kind of the limit, dude. Like. You know, particularly your, I hate to say it, I don't want to be rude, but particularly your brains are not made for holding multiple colonies at once.
Aye, that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think for us, it's kind of part of the whole way of life is that you're only really in one. I tell you what, I've heard people can do two. They're really strong. They're really cool. They're very boundaried. But, you know, it's not something I recommend.
Usually,
man.
That thing where one of them says that they would like that, and the other one goes along with it.
Well,
and ultimately, it falls
listen,
apart.
It can be, and it's hard because everyone in the colonies has got to be on board, man. And it's you know, it's thorny territory. I don't.
It
I
always
don't...
happens that one of them's actually after a younger Mykonid colony,
you know. And then one of them says yes, and then they realize actually it's a lot harder for them to meet people than the other one. You know, the other one finds it super easy. They got new partners every night. Yeah.
So one of them's got two, and the other one's left with one.
Yeah. It's tricky. No, but it's you know, it's generally not the way we like to do things. We're communal creatures, you know, and to have two separate lives. It's tough. It's tough on the old noggin.
We could. I mean, my thought is we severance ourselves.
What?
That's a very big thought.
What?
That requires
I've not seen Severance.
At least three series of prestige television to understand.
Yeah, I've not seen Severance. I don't know what that entails.
If it's implied, I mean, no, bear in
separate
mind, I got a nat one. So
separate
I should,
your consciousness
yeah.
into two parts.
Like, which arguably we've already done,
yeah,
and is the premise
say.
Of the show. But, like, if they've all been fucking off and disappearing, and Tashake's spores have been disappearing from those ones that bugger off, for us to key in, like, for us to, like, get into their Discord server, we have the spores for their Discord server.
You do indeed.
So I have two thoughts, actually.
Okay.
Either, at some point in private, one of us huffs the spore, the Bartopel spores and just see if we can like work out what's going on over there because we'd get into their like
oh, is
group call.
Willingly give up this colony in order to like find out more about the other colony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
out of interest, just, yeah. just between us as friends.
Yeah.
Fucking say that. Severance it. I mean, I don't know what that fucking means. I just...
I love that you're meant to be the pop culture one, Zach.
I hate pop culture. this whole thing is me rejecting popular culture.
But like, we could do that, or other thought, we build a body with the printer. We put someone in there.
We deploy it in,
and we deploy it with the Bartopel spores as a double agent.
I like that idea, but I also think if we get a body out of this, it should go to Liam.
That's true.
I think we can definitely, like, one of us could, like, oust this lot, kind of huff the other lot, see what's going on either way. But I also just kind of... This guy doesn't seem to have very strong grip on the, like, either the problem or the reasons behind the problem. So I think it might be quite a lot of us figuring out for the colony what's going to happen. So
yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
He seems very chill for a king, is what I'm saying. This,
it's, mayor, please.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, he's giving me mayor vibes. I met this Portobello guy.
Yay.
Tishaka says, listen, I think you guys, you probably want to just like hang out a bit. You want to chill. So I'm going to let you do that. Okay. But if you want any questions.
Oh, we bored him.
yeah, you're kind of harshing my vibe.
That was to the us.
you know, I don't want to think about like losing people, but listen,
would you be interested if we could get people back though?
I would love that, but I'm gonna leave those details to you guys.
Oh no, you're a big picture guy. You've got other people taking care of the little picture stuff. Yeah. I get that.
Whereas we're snapshot Tonys.
Teddy, you get it.
Honestly, Tishaki, I'm a big picture
guy. You're on a level.
Like me and you, like bro, I absolutely
you're on a level.
Understand.
Oh god.
Listen, we should huff sometime.
No, absolutely. Before we go off and do everything else, I think we should huff together. Listen, like, absolutely.
Do you wanna huff my spores? Like my special spores?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah, like, okay. Especially are they like
you're about
better...
to give a sovereign a gob job? Wait,
are they better spores than what the other people get?
I mean, I think so.
Oh, okay, then yeah, no, I'd special spores.
Half the spores, dude.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Like,
you half those spores.
Okay, you and me hang out later.
All right, sweet.
But yeah, in the meantime, I guess talk to Imanirk or something. He's kind of got the details. He can help you guys out.
Okay, yeah, no, of course. Definitely, I think, look, we can help with the whole getting people back.
I love this.
Love it.
I love that. Yep. I love that. Okay, Chucky out! And he turns around.
He explodes.
What I love about him is that he's basically like the fucking Big Lebowski.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, like, there's a very real chance the way you've described Portobello is like, could actually be like a David Koresh style, like, leader, or just a completely normally motivated dude that this absolute waster is like. He's just like always so like get a job and pay for things, man. Like, what's that about?
He works for like Hewlett Packard or something. Like, he's got two kids.
He's got like a printer. Yeah. Like.
And Tishake goes back through those lovely, you know, festooned. They're almost like curtains, right? That lead into little inner sanctum at the top of this mushroom thing. And Imanirk sort of steps forward and says, I'm sorry the sovereign is quite troubled at the moment, but I'm very happy to, shall we? And he sort of gestures out, we'll take you back down and answer any questions you have as we go.
Sounds good.
Of course. No, honestly, we're on your side here, and like, we get it.
Now, wait a minute, because I thought you were a cool, chill guy, but now you're acting like you're on my level, and I thought that you guys...
I'm
with
on
the
your
nerds.
Level. Yeah, yeah,
No. As a collective, we get it. I don't fucking care.
Like, right. I just want to understand my place in the hierarchy.
No. In terms of hierarchy, absolutely, you've got it nailed on, dude. Yeah. You've done really well there. Good intuition, by the way. Really nice.
It's actually my strongest. Wisdom is my strongest stat. Yeah,
and then
he,
How can I
kill this guy?
How can I establish my dominance somehow over the two of you?
You could do one of your peacock dances. They're always pretty.
Give Liam my things to
carry.
Why is
I would ask you, why is that necessary? To establish your dominance over us?
Yeah, you could push me down some stairs. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
A question you should consider asking in every social situation involving the three of us.
It's like, look, the king said that I'm on a level.
Yeah.
King gets it. I get it. You guys.
Yeah.
Guys,
no.
You guys are on his level. I'm on a different level. And it's cool. I'm allowing you. In fact, you guys discuss the details.
Yeah. Take
the little people.
Yeah. You can catch me up when I've got a 3 minute. Right?
I'm going to my mud pool.
imminent.
He's huffing every, like, the furniture, just trying to connect.
Licking every shroom he can.
You have really gone on a journey with shrooms, yeah. haven't you?
The moment I was accepted as like a kind of higher class,
yeah.
I became comfortable in the shroom
space.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's very important. Yeah. You were like, oh, it's not a flat hierarchy of a society.
God, there is a structure. Oh my God, I was so uncomfortable when I thought it was just a commune. But like now, I know there's a pyramid here.
Lovely. Give me the drugs.
Yeah. Imanurk starts, you know, walking with you back down, perhaps to, you know, the lower levels, and he says, His Majesty is very perplexed by this situation, but he is blind to some of the details. I will tell you that the last two members we lost, Gary and Rick, both of them pretty fly guys, actually.
What a Garrick.
Yes, amazing. Here we are.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Actually, you're on my level, really.
I really am. I love word games.
I did also really want you to just try and be like, Gary.
You wait until we meet a character called Shroom Mush, and it takes me an hour.
He says, I did manage to track their whereabouts. I could direct you to where they were last seen.
That would be dope.
Maybe you could pick up the trail there. And what else can I tell you? You mentioned the cult of the Red Dragon. I've certainly seen humanoids wearing red robes bearing dragons on.
Yeah, we hate those guys.
It sounds like the cult of the Red Dragon.
You guys, so in terms of, you know, absolutely a good direction, like, you know, let us where the last spot where they were seen. We'll do some adventuring, you know, that's our jam.
That is our jam.
But like, you know, before we get there, like supplies, maybe?
Anything, yes, like, actually, anything we have useful? Traveled far.
Like, we don't want to put you out. Of course we don't want to put you out. No. I can't see very well down here, and like it's quite dark, and it's not very. And so far, lots of things have tried to kill Vatic, and I kind of gesture down at like, have you still got? You still got like a piranha
but
bite?
You are a denizen of these lands, are you not? You should be very comfortable.
Everyone makes mistakes.
I mean, no offense. I'm sorry. Yes, okay, supplies.
Dice land where they may.
Don't I know it? No, not all of us choose to be where we are. Oh. And yet we must make do.
Just thinking, like, you know, some sort of anything that could potentially inoculate us against anything that could potentially poison us would be cool.
Yes, you want to kind of start a pack of meds.
An underdark starter pack would be awesome.
Underdark really inoculation, cool. Course. Okay, well, yes. Here's my recommendation. As the Sovereign advises, perhaps a little chill is in order, perhaps a long rest of some kind. You may avail yourselves of the nutrient baths, of the Huffer's Delight, perhaps visit the Spork Hives. And after a long rest, I will return to you with some supplies and any information you require, and then we may formulate a plan.
You're great, bro. I really like
you. You guys are great. You're really good, great stuff.
Teddy's been turned round by this place. God. All it took was the confirmation that there's a social class structure and praise.
and the recognition that I was at the top of it.
Can I collar him a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
For a sidebar?
Yeah. Hello, yes, you
You can be involved if you want, but Teddy can't.
Okay.
Okay, you want a private conversation?
We're on a level.
Well, hang on, let us make sure. And he pops open he's got a very delicate little spore valve, and he goes, a very stealthy little puff of spores. And Vatic,
and I just sweep. And I go, just in case we need, you know, we know that we're on a level.
You're on private chat now.
Yeah, okay. Just making sure that we can contact each other.
I'm here too.
Yeah.
Hello, Vatic. Yes, nice to hear you.
I'm Glitch, by the way.
Hi, Glitch. Yes.
I'm just making sure that we have...
Is the signal good? It's fine, yes. Continue, please.
Yeah, I'm just making sure that we can...
Yes, we've all got very close to the mic, haven't we? This is nice.
Yeah. So that we can chat later.
Yes.
Yeah, because...
Are you going to fuck this character?
I'm not going to fuck him, but I just think he's definitely... Him and Tasharke aren't on a level. You're now Tasharke's guy.
Okay. Yeah.
This guy, we need to be his guys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then between us, we're everyone's guy. You know?
All right, sweet.
You're the fun guy.
You're the fun guy.
We do need to get it done before it's not like a canary in a coal mine, is it? What's the opposite?
The old woman in the 3D printer.
The old woman in the 3D printer.
The duck in the cupboard.
Yeah, unless she's fully adult, like we need to have
this. Oh yeah, we know that that's slow, but also yeah.
This is Teddy's worst nightmare. Like comeuppance for your bad decisions
on a strict time limit. Very also, gradually being printed.
I don't like this narrative. I'm not the only one that indiscriminately kills.
You're the one who started it.
You were the one who both started and finished it. That one time.
Indeed, finished her.
That one scenario. Yeah. There are plenty of scenarios where you all done the same.
But the reckoning is coming for that scenario.
A pet basilisk.
We broke its jaw. Yeah, no, we disabled that basilisk, didn't we? Yeah, exactly. Maybe we should tell them that.
Is any of this necessary or was it all background?
No, this was all.
You didn't specify.
Just so that you and I.
No, that was between
you and I.
Yes, and
Vatic.
Yes.
I'm here too.
And what did you want to tell me?
I just want to tell you that we believe in your revolution.
What do you mean, my revolution?
The way you spin.
No.
Terrible.
All right, Pete Holmes.
I just think that I understand you.
Give me... I call that a deception check.
Oh, it is.
Okay, great.
Oh, yeah.
Perception.
No,
we're deception.
Not accepting to get out of this unscathed.
Yeah, you're not. You haven't worked something out that
no,
I don't know.
Not one of my stumbling ones, boys. But okay, 13.
He says, "I think we understand each other, but you must be careful. Loose lips sink ships, or." Now hang on.
No, go on.
Now,
go on.
Loose spores start wars.
That's fucking good.
There we go.
That's why he's in charge.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're the guys who sank a boat like 10 episodes ago. So, like.
I mean, if it ended there, do you know,
I'm just going to say that absolute banger of a line and I'll end it there.
Should we just sign off with that?